Pagan Passions by Randall Garrett and Lawrence Jennifer. Chapter 1. The girl came toward him across the silent room. She was young. She was beautiful. Her red hair curled like a flame round her eager, heart-shaped face. Her arms reached for him. Her hands touched him. Her eyes were alive with a light of pure love. "I am yours," the eyes kept saying. "Do with me as you will." Forrester watched the eyes with a kind of fascination. Now the girl's mouth opened, the lips parted slightly, and her husky voice murmured softly, "Take me, take me." Forrester blinked and stepped back. "My God," he said, "this is ridiculous." The girl pressed herself against him. The sensation was, Forrester thought with a kind of awe, undeniably pleasant. He tried to remember the girl's name and couldn't. She wriggled slightly, and her arms went up around him. Her hands clasped at the back of his neck, and her mouth moved close to his ear. "Please," she whispered, "I want you." Forrester felt his head swimming. He opened his mouth, but nothing whatever came out. He shut his mouth and tried to think what to do with his hands. They were hanging foolishly at his sides. The girl came even closer, something Forrester would have thought impossible. Time stopped. Forrester swam in a pink haze of sensations. Only one small corner of his brain refused to lose itself in the magnificence of the moment. In that corner, Forrester felt feverishly uncomfortable. He tried again to remember the girl's name and failed again. Of course, there was really no reason why he should have known the name. It was, after all, only the first day of class. "Please," he said valiantly, "Miss—" he stopped. "It's Maya Wilson," the girl said in his ear. "I'm in your class, Mr. Forrester. Introductory World History." She bit his ear gently. Forrester jumped. None of the textbooks of propriety he had ever seen seemed to cover the situation he found himself in. What did one do when assaulted, pleasantly to be sure, but assault was assault, by a lovely girl who happened to be one of your freshman students? She had called him Mr. Forrester. That was right and proper, even if it was a little silly. But what should he call her? Miss Wilson? That didn't sound right at all. But for other reasons, Maya sounded even worse. The girl said, "Please," and added to the force of the word with another little wriggle against Forrester. It solved his problems. There was now only one thing to do, and he did it. He broke away and found himself on the other side of his desk, looking across at an eager, wet-lipped freshman student. "Well," he said. There was a lone little bead of sweat trickling down his forehead, across his frontal ridge, and down one cheek. He ignored it bravely, trying to think what to do next. "Well," he repeated at last, in what he hoped was a gentle and fatherly tone. "Well, well, 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 well." It didn't seem to have any effect. Perhaps, he thought, an attempt to put things back on the teacher-student level might have better results. "You wanted me to see you?" he said in a grave, scholarly tone. Then, gulping briefly, he amended it in a voice that had suddenly grown an octave. "You wanted to see me? I mean, you—" "Oh," Maya Wilson said. "Oh, my goodness, yes, Mr. Forrester." She made a sudden sensuous motion that looked to Forrester as if she had suddenly abolished bones. But it wasn't unpleasant. Far from it.